I discovered the manuscript that became the centerpiece of the book that I've written on Strozzi's relationship with Machiavelli when I was in graduate school. And it's a little work called the Pistola Fatta per la Peste, which is an epistle written concerning the plague. I was waiting for my PhD exam and trying to find something productive to do. Kept coming across this manuscript and references to it. And there was a huge divide among scholars over whether or not Machiavelli actually wrote this Pistola, because there was a manuscript that survived completely in his hand. But you get to the late 19th century, scholars in Italy especially, it was almost completely ignored outside of Italy, vehemently opposed Machiavelli's authorship of it because they said this is an inferior piece of scholarship. No one of Machiavelli's caliber would ever have produced something so lascivious, something so grotesque, which caught my interest, and it made me wonder, well, Machiavelli has written a whole lot of things that are absolutely perverse. So what about this is so different that would lead scholars to say, no way he could have written this thing? And after going to Italy, I realized that this manuscript was not written by Machiavelli, even though it survived in his hand. The question then becomes, who wrote the thing?
And you've called Machiavelli one of the most important political thinkers between Plato and Marx. Why isn't he generally recognized in those terms, in this country at least?
Well, in this country particularly, Machiavelli is usually associated with the adjective that we are all familiar with, Machiavellian. And that's almost always ascribed to politicians who we view as being underhanded or lying, thieving, whatever the case may be. Or it could be the fact that these are people who don't simply understand what Machiavelli means or what his works intended to get across.
And you traveled to Italy on more than one occasion and visited the archives, actually got your hands on those documents. What kind of experience was that for you?
Absolutely wonderful. And especially getting my hands on the autograph Machiavelli is something hard for me really to describe. You know, I suppose in my mind initially, I'd read the measurements and saw that it was a relatively small collection of manuscripts. When I got them, it's roughly the size of a trade paperback. Very thick, but here you've got beautiful early 16th century, probably first quarter of 16th century paper, all bound together, and seeing something written by the man who I'd spent, at that point in my life, a decade studying already, was enough almost to bring me to tears, you know, to have Machiavelli's work in my hands. Was...
For a Renaissance scholar, that's got to be like holding the Holy Grail.
It was, and to their credit, the Florentine archivists were generous enough to give a young American scholar access to these manuscripts. And for me, that was really a life-changing experience. But also, it helped me to realize Machiavelli didn't write this thing.
And you've recently published your second book about your findings, and you'll be sharing some of your insights with an audience at the 6 at 6 lecture series at the Mercantile Library downtown Cincinnati tonight. What will you be focusing on tonight?
For the most part, it'll be talking about the rather strange relationship that developed between Lorenzo Strozzi and Niccolò Machiavelli. And I've argued that it was a patron-client relationship. That's something that's really central to Renaissance culture. But he needed someone, after he was exiled, to get him back into the good graces of the Medici family, which is what he wanted to do, because the Medici were not going away. And Machiavelli realized, if I'm going to influence Florentine politics in any way, I've got to get in with the overlords of the city. In order to do that, he turned to a younger man named Lorenzo Strozzi.
You can find out how the story ends at the lecture tonight at the Mercantile Library in downtown Cincinnati. You can get ticket information on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Dr. William Landon, congratulations on the book. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks very much, Matt. It's been my pleasure.